This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The congestion pricing plan is back on the front burner. It took a hiatus last summer when Governor Hochul hit the pause button. Well, today she officially unpaused the controversial pricing plan designed to pump money into the MTA for keeping the trains running and the rails safe. Julia Papa was at that news conference today.
Governor Kathy Hochul believes the $9 congestion pricing fee is more reasonable.
Of course I understand how hard this is, but this is the law of the state of New York. I'm obligated to follow New York law.
She's looking to have it in place January 5th if it gets all the governmental approvals and withstands as many as 9 lawsuits. Would there come a time when the fee increases? Director of Operations Catherine Garcia explains.
The governor's been very clear that she does not want it raised for at least 3 years.
Then she says they may file for a phase-in plan for an up to $15 fee. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Not everybody's thrilled that the plan is back on the table. Governor Phil Murphy, Congressman Josh Hawley, the Teachers Union, Firefighters Union, you know the story. Unless we not forget the folks who ride the rails, strap hangers, who aren't too happy that it's part of a discussion either right now.
Mark down Alex from Park Slope as a congestion pricing supporter.
I think it's a good thing. I think we need the money and it needs to come from somewhere. I'm a car owner too and I support it.
And here in the Village's West 4th Street subway station, Michael from Flatbush wishes the congestion fee was even higher.
That fee should be $50. There's so little reason to take a car into Manhattan.
But many strap hangers from the outer boroughs are also drivers who resent the congestion fee. Here's Marisol from Ozone Park.
We are struggling. We're working from paycheck to paycheck, and it's terrible.
It's why some public officials from outside of Manhattan are vowing to fight it. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in the West 4th Street subway station in the Village.
Yeah, this one's going to be going on for quite a minute now, so stay tuned, everybody. A high school in Yonkers briefly put on lockdown today. This happened after a student at Groton High School brought a knife onto campus and reportedly stabbed another kid. No word on exactly what sparked the attack, but there seemed to be some sort of argument before it. Police are investigating and say that one person is in custody. The student that was hurt is expected to be okay. Classes are back in session. A major gang bust in Manhattan. DA Alvin Bragg saying the crews were behind a 6-year crime spree.
30 gang members have been indicted for gun violence dating back to 2018 up to now. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says these gangs are behind half of the shootings that happened in Washington Heights and Inwood this year alone.
We allege that all of the defendants possessed illegal firearms and either contributed directly to the violence or helped supply illegal weapons to do so. And you see some of the weapons in front of you.
The charges these men are facing include murder, attempted murder, robbery, conspiracy, and trafficking guns from Ohio into the city. 31 illegal guns were seized from this gang member takedown, who were part of the 200/8-block gang, 6-block, and OED gang. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Also today, and on the heels of congestion pricing coming back into the fold, your tolls at Hudson River crossings and path fares are about to go up.
Starting January 5th, bridge and tunnel tolls are going up 43 cents. On January 12th, the single ride path fare will go up to $3, its first increase since 2014. Port Authority Chief Finance Officer Elizabeth McCarthy.
Our proposed 2025 budget includes some limited toll adjustments to the agency's bridge and tunnel tolls that are necessary to address those negative impacts of COVID-19 on revenues and operating costs.
They're proposing a 25-cent increase on top of the 43-cent increase. Also on the table is a 50% path discount for the disabled. They also want to up the toll-by-mail rate to incentivize people to get E-ZPass. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Everything's just going up and up and up, isn't it? If you live in New Jersey, you'll probably want to get some flippers and start swimming to work into Manhattan. Boy, well, there seems to be a stunning lack of oversight of New York's home care services. Yep, that's the program that allows you to stay with your folks while they get vital health care. A new audit by Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli found that the state shelled out nearly $15 billion in Medicaid funds without getting any verification that the services actually took place. DiNapoli says the health department needs to do a better job of protecting these services and safeguarding Medicaid money, and he thinks creating an electronic visit verification compliance program would help do the trick. Again, Six Flags Great Adventure is mothballing two coasters, including the Kingda Ka. The long-rumored closures are to make way for a pair of new coasters coming to the Jackson Township Park. Kingda Ka ranked as the world's tallest and fastest coaster, delivering more than 12 million rides since 2005. They're also retiring the Green Lantern. That overhaul, including the shutdown of the Twister, the Parachute, and the Skyway. Six Flags officials say they need the space for future development. You can also look forward to the Flash Vertical Velocity next year. It's supposed to be North America's first super boomerang, and then they have another big ride that's opening in 2026. They haven't named it yet, but we'll keep you posted on that. Well, who's going around hitting delivery trucks in Midtown? Cops looking for a group of people involved in a burglary ring that's preying on package trucks. This has been going on since April, apparently, when somebody went into a UPS truck near 55 West 48th Street, paid off with 84 packages. So if your stuff didn't get there, you know what happened to it now. The latest incident happened November 5th. Police say somebody went into a UPS truck near 512 Fifth Avenue, took off with a couple of packages. We're talking about five people, one of them serving as a lookout who's working the area. If they're out there bragging about it and you catch wind of it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. In other news, they won't need them until next summer, but already the city is announcing the start of qualifying exams to become a lifeguard. It underscores the shortage of guards and what cities are doing to try to recruit early.
City Park set up a lifeguarding information booth right next to the holiday shops, and Commissioner Sue Donahue came out to get the word out.
Though there might be a little bit of a chill in the air right now at parks, we are laser focused on summertime.
Qualifying tests begin December 8th. Gavin Erickson is a lifeguard in Far Rockaway.
Great job. I love it. I love spending the summer in the sun. Dynamic, challenging work environment, but that's kind of part of the gig, and, you know, it's very rewarding.
To address a severe lifeguard shortage last summer, the mayor announced a bump in pay to $22 an hour, along with a $1,000 retention bonus for returning lifeguards. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
A new study says fewer people will live here over the next 25 years. They're talking about a 13% population decline in the Big Apple. And the reason? Well, Cornell University says, in a way, people aren't playing enough Luther Vandross. Nobody's making children anymore. Leslie Reynolds led the research.
As the births decline, then you have fewer people at the bottom of the pyramid, the lowest ages. But then the people who were born before continue to age, and the baby boom generation continues to age so that the top of the pyramid really gets larger than it has been in the past.
The projected decline in the number of births will decrease our population by about 2 million people, they say. Researchers also add there won't be enough migration to our state from other places to outpace low fertility rates and aging. On Long Island, they're taking it to the streets. The AARP, that is, kicking off a walk to call attention to the most dangerous intersections in Mineola and East Patchogue.
For Elizabeth Bradford from Roosevelt, it's a struggle trying to get across any roadway because she uses a walker.
I still have to almost run across the street because the lights are not long at all.
And for Grace Cotto of New Hyde Park, she says trying to cross the road is just plain scary.
The whole country should use POTS dots that make noise and they light up.
The AARP's Bernard Macias says any person of any age could be hit because certain changes to the roadways need to be made.
In 2023, 66 pedestrians were killed on Long Island, 1,100 people that were injured.
The group is doing a walkability study to see which roads are the worst for pedestrians here on Long Island. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.